Gemesí, Sanche Hunuhuncha, Mo Dairy Kusi Lagyo, Tapai Haru,
其实我没有办法翻
Dekchu.
译。
In Nepali. I said, hello, how are you? I am very happy to come here and to see you all.
大家好，非常感恩能够来到这个教会与你们分享。
Oh, there we go. There we go. So, as Pastor Daniel said, we are Peter and Genny. Let me go back. Got the clicker. I don't know how to use clickers. That one, yeah? Yeah. There you go. There you go. So, we'll just give you a little bit of history about who we are.
先给大家简单介绍一下我们是谁。
So, Peter was born in New South Wales and I was born in Melbourne.
Peter 是新南威尔士州出生的，我是在墨尔本出生的。
I went to Teachers College in Geelong.
我们在吉隆一起上了一个师范类的学校。
And when I was at Teachers College, we had a Christian group.
我们在师范学校呢，我们有一个基督徒的小组。
And one night we had a dinner together and someone came and it was a missionary teacher from Africa and he talked to us.
我们在那个小组里呢，有来自非洲的宣教士，他来跟我们有一些教导，我们一同吃饭。
And after I felt God, my heart beating very fast, and God said, I want you to do that.
我感觉到我的心被神触动，我感觉到神对我有呼召，让我也做同样的事情，
To be a missionary teacher.
让我也成为一个宣教士，老师。
And I said, No, I don't want to do that.
我反应是不，我不想做这个。
I argue with God for 2 weeks.
有2周的时间，我都与神讨价还价。
You know, if you argue with God, who always wins?
你知道，如果你跟神讨价还价的话，一般谁会赢呢？
God always wins.
神总是那个赢的一方。
I had no peace until I said yes.
我心里一直没有平安，直到我对神答应了这个，我才有平安。
I said to God, after I've been teaching for 2 years and I know how to teach, then talk to me again.
我对神说，那你先让我来去学习如何当一个老师吧，让我学2年，之后你再给我有这样的呼召。
I was only in second year of uni.
我当时只是大学2年级学生。
And I did not hear another word from God about missions until after I'd been teaching 2 years and I knew what I was doing.
结果后面的2年，我都没有听到任何神对我的呼召，直到我又过了2年，学了2年的教育以后，神又开始呼召我。
And so then after I'd been teaching 2 years, again God spoke and said, it's time to start getting ready to go overseas.
我又学习2年，然后神对我呼召，说让我去到海外去做宣教。
And at that time, I met a family, a couple who were expecting their first baby. They were going to Ethiopia to serve God.
在那个时候，我认识了一对夫妻，他们正在那个妻子怀了孕，他们要去埃塞俄比亚去服侍2年。
And they asked me, where are you going to go? And I said, I do not know. God hasn't told me, just overseas, maybe Africa.
这对夫妻问我，你想要去哪里宣教？我说我不知道，神没有告诉我。我想也许是反正海外吧，可能非洲。
And they said, we are expecting baby. We will go to Ethiopia. We pray God sends you to Ethiopia. We need Australian teachers there.
他们对我说，我们现在怀孕了，我们要去埃塞俄比亚，我们要向神祷告，求神差遣你去到那里宣教，因为那里需要澳大利亚籍的老师。
And God answered their prayers.
神就回应了他们的祷告。
Over time, God called me to Ethiopia, and then later he called Peter to Ethiopia.
于是神就呼召我去到埃塞俄比亚去服侍。之后呢，神又呼召了 Peter 来去埃塞俄比亚服侍。
I never forget that because God answered their prayers by sending us.
这一点很重要，就是神回应了那对夫妻的祷告。他的回应就是把我们拆去。
So we met and we went with our two little boys. The boys were, Caleb was 3 and Josiah was 5 when we went to Ethiopia.
我们去到埃塞俄比亚的时候，我们有2个儿子，一个当时3岁，一个5岁。
And when we were there, I ended up teaching the family that were pregnant. I taught their baby He was in school in grade 2 when I got there, and I taught him, I was his teacher.
我当时去到埃塞俄比亚的时候，我们与那对夫妇也一同的同工，我当时也去帮忙去带他们的孩子，他们的孩子当时上小学了。
So God answered their prayer by sending us at that time.
所以说神回应了他们的祷告，把我们带去了那里服事。
We serve a God who answers prayer.
我们服事这位主，他是一位回应人的祷告的主。
So, we went from 2004-2007, and then when we came back, our boys grew up, they live in Werribee. Now our sons are 24 and 26.
我们在2004年到2007年的时候在埃塞俄比亚服事，后来我们的孩子也长大了，他们现在也已经20岁了。
So we came back for their schooling, and then in 2019, our youngest son was in grade 12, and at that time, God called us both, if time now you raise children, you can go back overseas and serve me again.
我们在孩子上学的时候，我们回到了澳大利亚。然后我们孩子在12年级的时候呢，神又再一次的呼召我们，说你们孩子也大了，现在可以再一次去到宣教合场服事了。
So in then 2020 and 2021 COVID. So after that, in 2022, we went back and we said to God, where do you want us to go? Because already Ethiopia is sending missionaries. They not need us so much.
我们在2020到2021年的时候是疫情期间，于是到2022年的时候我们就可以再次的去海外宣教了。但是当时埃塞俄比亚已经有宣教士被拆遣到那里，那里也不太需要我们了。所以我们问神，我们要去哪里服事呢？
So we prayed and God sent us to Asia.
于是我们祷告，神带领我们去到了亚洲。
So when we were looking to go, where will we go? We are both teachers.
我们就思考，我们去哪里服事呢？我们都是老师啊。
And we have a passion for good education for everyone.
我们对于每个人都拥有好的教育是很有激情的，我们对这个事情是很认真的。
And we discovered that the country that God sent us to, the education is very poor, very low rate.
我们想要去的国家就是那些教育水平很差的那种国家。
So Peter will tell you about this education. Peter, there.
谢谢。That is the only Chinese word I know.
我就会说这一句中文。
The rest has to be in English.
我接下来说的只能说英语了。
In Nepal, people, teachers work only on remembering the work.
在尼泊尔这个国家，老师教导的都是要让人去死记硬背的。
In Australia, teachers work up and down this scale.
而在澳大利亚呢，老师的教育方法就更加的灵活，他有一些往上和往下，他接下来会讲到。
So after the students are taught the work, they look at understanding, applying, evaluating, and creating.
在澳大利亚呢，当老师教导学生，学生记住了以后，老师就看学生有没有理解，会不会应用，会不会分析，会不会创造。
But where we live, it is only remembering.
而在那个国家呢，人们就只是教导一些死记硬背的东西。
There is no understanding.
老师不去关注学生是否理解。
And God has called us to work with this.
神呼召我们来去解决这个问题。
The children want to understand.
学生们他们是希望能够理解的。
But often the teachers do not understand.
但常常老师他们不理解。
So they cannot explain the work to the students.
他们很难向学生们来解释这个问题。
So, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
这是以弗所书六章十八节，借着圣灵多次多方祷告。
With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
要 大家不知道有没有记得住这个经文呢？就是要为神的圣名来祷告。
Sorry, that's hard.
I can only try to memorize.
Good, thank you. God has been answering many prayers for us.
我们的一路呢，神都回应了很多的祷告。
I met a school principal, and he asked me to be on the board of his school.
我遇到了一个校长，这个校长邀请我成为他们学校的校董事的一员。
I said, thank you for the offer. I will pray about it and put his card in the rubbish bin.
我对他说，谢谢你的邀请，我会好好的祷告来思考你做这个决定。于是我就把他的名片扔到了垃圾桶里。
I was convinced that God didn't want me involved with that.
我相信神并不想要让我来参与到学校董事会这些东西里。
But I prayed about it.And God said, yes, I want you involved.
然而我还是祷告了。神对我说的话是，是的，我想让你进入学校的董事会。
So I contacted him and agreed to be on the board.
于是我又联系了这个校长，同意进入他们的校董会。
Also, I heard about this organization called ECEC.
同时呢，我还听说了这样一个机构，它叫 ECEC.
I looked for it, but couldn't find it.
我在网上搜了，但没有搜到这个机构。
One board meeting, the bus picked us up out the front of the ECEC building.
有一次在校董会的这个会议里面，会议之后呢，就是公车的司机把我们接到了一个建筑物，那个建筑物就是这个机构他们的所在地。
So I went to the meeting place and found someone else who would be on the bus.
我在那个会议室里面，我发现了其他跟我同坐公交的一些人。
And I asked her, "Where is this building?"
我就问他们，这里是哪里啊？
And she said, "You see that little lane there?"
他们说，你看见那条路了吗？
The building is down that lane.
就是经过这条路，你就能看到那个建筑。
So God showed us where it was.
于是就是神引领我们来到了这个建筑这里。
A while later, God asked us to go there and speak to the people.
不久之后，神就感动我们到那里去，与那里的人进行交流。
It was urgent.
很着急的一件事情。
We went and we spoke to the person there and said we would like to speak to someone about teaching teachers.
我们就到了那里，跟那边的人进行交流。我们说，我们想要找一些你们的负责人，说一些关于教育老师、培训老师的一些事情。
The general manager.Came and saw us.
那个经理呢就回应了我们。
He said, 5 minutes ago, I was supposed to have a meeting now.
他说，本来五分钟前我要开一个会的。
But all of a sudden, it was cancelled.
但突然这个会议就给取消了。
We could see God setting things up.
我们能够看到这一切都是神的安排。
We talked to him for an hour.
我们跟他有一个小时的交流。
And he asked us to come back the next day.
他要我们第二天再来。
The next day, we met two other people who also worked there.
第二天呢，我们又遇到其他两个在那里工作的人员。
One is the person who founded ECEC, and the other is one who works closely with her.
一个人呢是 ECEC 他的创始人，另外一个是与这个人同工的另外一个员工。
We talked with them, and they were very excited for us to join with them.
我们跟他们有一些交流，他们特别的愿意让我们加入。
One lady had just come back from her home country of the Netherlands to where we were living.
其中有一个女士呢，她的家乡是在荷兰，他们刚刚，这位女士刚刚从荷兰到了这个地方。
The other lady was going overseas in 3 days.
还有另外一个女士呢，接下来三天后，她马上就要出国了。
It was only these 3 days that all three people were in the country.
所以只有短短三天的这个窗口内呢，这三个人他们都在这个地方。
And this is when God called us to go there and see the people.
而正是在这三天里，神呼召我们来去与这些人进行交流。
We could see God organizing many things.
我们看到神的手在这一切的背后。
People prayed.And God answered.
人们的祷告被神回应了。
I work with these people.
我与这些照片里的人一同工作。
These are my heroes.
他们都是我的英雄。
The company has about 50 employees.
这个公司有大概50多个员工。
20 of these train teachers.
其中20多个人呢是负责培训老师的。
They have to learn how to teach with not only memorizing but with understanding.
他们要培训老师如何不仅仅是给孩子进行一个死记硬背的教育，而是帮助他们能够理解知识。
This is the work that I do over there.
这就是我在那里做的工作。
And then these trainers.Have to go out and teach other teachers how to teach with understanding.
这些员工呢，他们先自己学习如何做这个，然后再把他们学到的东西与其他的老师进行培训交流。
Pray continually.
不住的祷告。
I have the privilege of working with many different teacher trainers.
我很荣幸能够与很多不同的教育老师的这些教育者来一同工作。
And the work that I teach to them, they teach to other teachers.
我们教给他们的这些知识信息，他们再教导给其他的老师们。
So I just want to re-emphasize that the education.Of this country is very, very low.
我还想再强调一下，就是这个国家它的教育水平是非常非常低的。
And so when Peter said we met the two ladies and we were talking to them, they said we have been praying for 2 years that God would bring some people whose English is first language and can help us.
我们跟那两位女士聊交流的时候，那两位女士说。他们已经祷告了两年，希望有能够把英语作为第一语言的人来到他们中间来去教育那里的，来去帮助那里的教育。
So by us saying yes and leaving Australia and going there, we answered their prayers of 2 years.
所以当我们离开澳大利亚来到那边合场去侍奉的时候，我们的这个行为回应了他们两年以来的祷告。
So Peter is making a big difference in the country because he's teaching the trainers, they will teach the teachers will teach the children. This way we can improve the quality of education in the country.
所以 Peter 他所做的这个工作在那个国家其实是很有影响力的，因为 Peter 去教那些教育老师的教育者，然后那些教育者呢，他们又去教导老师，然后老师就可以去教导学生。这样的话就能够提高那个地方的教育水平。
So there are two problems for foreigners to go to this country.
作为外国人来到这个国家都会遭遇两个问题。
The first one is the language is very difficult.
第一个就是语言问题，当地的语言是很难的。
Winter, the language.
大家可以看到这个语言。
That's what it looks like. In this language, the verb comes at the end of the sentence. It's very difficult very different and difficult for English speakers.
在这个语言里嘛，这个动词是在一句话最后才会出现的。这个跟英语非常不一样，所以作为我们英语为第一语言的人来说，学习很困难。
The other problem is to get a visa. The country is very happy for tourists to come, but after the tourists finish the time, it's very hard to get visa to stay.
第二个困难呢，就是拿到签证。这个国家它很欢迎人们过去旅游，但是当你的旅游签证结束以后，你想要留下来，那就很困难了。
So before we left, we asked many people, please pray that God shows us how to get visa.
所以我们在离开之前，我们都请很多的人为我们来祷告，帮助我们能够留下来，能够有一个签证。
And so when we met these ladies at ECEC, they said, oh, we have one visa left we can get for you.
而我们遇到 ECEC 这个机构这两位女士的时候，他们就告诉我们，我们还有一个签证的一个名额可以给你们。
So God answered that prayer also. We have business visa and we can stay in the country for a long time on this visa.
于是神也是回应呼召了我们，回应了我们的这样一个祷告，给我们的一个签证，我们有这样一个合法的签证，可以在那里长期的居留。
So Peter has business visa and it means I can have spouse visa.
Peter 他就有了这样一个做生意方面的一个签证，工作签证，然后我就有一个配偶签证，我们都可以留下来。
So, but it also means I cannot work officially. I can just do some volunteer work.
这个配偶签证它有要求，我就没有办法正式的来工作，但我可以做一些义务性的工作。
So after we arrived in this country, we went to the international church.
我们到这个国家不久之后呢，我们就去了当地的国际教会。
And after some time, we discovered that the Sunday school program was not very good.
我们不久之后就发现这个学校的主日学教育并不是很好。
Because of COVID, many people left the country. And so as they started to come back, just a few came back and just some parents were running the Sunday school, but not safe, not organized, not good.
当时因为疫情，很多人都离开了这个国家。疫情之后呢，大家陆续的回来了，但是这个主日学它的这个教学呢，还没有很好的一个组织。
And they had been praying that God would bring someone who could run the Sunday school program.
这个教会他们也在祷告，祈求神赐下一些童工能够来帮助，来运行这个主日学的活动。
Before we went to this country, for the 5 years before, I was on staff at our church in Werribee, and I was the children's coordinator for Sunday school.
我在到这个国家之前有5年，我都在 Werribee 我们的教会里面做主日学的服事。
But I did not expect to do that in the country. I just thought I would do teaching.
但我当时没有想到我会在这个国家，我们宣教的合场也做同样的侍奉。我一直以为我会去那里做一些教育相关的。
So when I found out that the Sunday school program, very few children because not safe, very children just running everywhere and on the third floor and not good program, God speak to my heart.
所以当我到那个教会，我发现那里的主日学项目并不是很好，也不是很安全，小朋友们就跑来跑去的，也在三楼，就是很不安全的一个情况下，我就感觉到神对我的心说话。
So after within 6 months of arriving in the country, I became the director for the children's program. I became in charge of Sunday school. 6 weeks or 6 months?
我们到了那里之后，六个月里，我就成为了那里的主要负责人，来负责这个主日学。
So I introduced color and fun and singing and worshiping God for children and age appropriate and made very safe.
我们就带领那里的孩子以他们可以接受的，他们这个年龄可以接受的方式来去学习，来去赞美神。
And so now instead of 20 children, now we have 90.
之前只有20个学生，现在我们一共有90个孩子了。
So many families come because the children enjoy and it's good program for them.
因为很多人看到自己的孩子很喜欢这里的主日学，他们就来到我们教会中。
So I spent a lot of time organizing, preparing this. At the time I start, there were 2 volunteers. Now I have 30 volunteers.
我花了很多时间来做主日学的工作。我刚开始的时候有2个义工来帮我，现在我们一共有30个人了。
So God has answered many prayers about this. We have a lot of fun. This photo, I'm dressing up because we did the armor of God. I dressed as soldier. Sometimes I dress up in whatever we're learning about, I dress as that, and the children love that.
我们在这个项目里面我们也有很多的活动，这个照片里呢就是我们在演一个剧，就是神的全副军装，所以我也打扮的就像一个战士一样。
I think it's very important that children, even in other country, all children need to have learn and understand about Jesus and grow to be disciples of Jesus.
无论在哪个国家，我认为都很重要一点，就是孩子们要认识耶稣，要学习成为耶稣的门徒。
So that's one of the things I do. This is the other thing I do.
这是我在当地的事工之一，这是另外一个事工，我接下来跟大家分享。
So we live in the capital city of the country.
我们在那个国家，我们生活在首都。
If we take a 1 hour flight, we fly 1 hour.
如果我们坐一个一小时的飞机的话。
To the very far west of the country.
我们可以到这个国家非常西边的一个地方。
And then we hire a car, special car to drive us for 3 hours.
然后我们可以雇一辆车，带我们再开3个小时。
And then we take a little tuk-tuk, do you know the little motorbike in the cage? We take one of those for half an hour.
然后我们再坐一个突突车，就是那种比较简单的那种小车，坐1.5个小时。
Then we arrive in a village where all rice paddies, everywhere is just flat and rice paddies.
就是这么一番波折之后，我们可以到一个地方，那个地方到处都是稻米田，米田。
So it is down, very far, and it is the poorest of the poor. The people just live on the rice that they grow. If the rice crop fail, they do not eat. If the rice is good, they eat.
这个地方它非常偏僻，也非常非常贫穷，那里的人完全是靠他们的稻米生活，如果这个稻米长得好，他们就有的吃，如果稻米长得不好，他们就要挨饿。
So in this place we found a little school that had been running for many years, but COVID caused it to shut down.
在这个地方我们发现有一个学校，他们这个学校运营了已经很多年了，但是因为疫情的原因就不得不关闭。
The parents were asking, can you start the school again?
那里的家长们就问我，你能不能把我们这个学校重新再开起来？
The nearest other schools are 30 minutes away by bus.
因为其他的周围的学校呢，要坐车30分钟才能到了。
And so the children are 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 3 years old, 4 and 5.
这些孩子们，学校的孩子们只有3岁、4岁、5岁这样的年龄。
And the parents don't want their little 3-year-old to go in bus half an hour away. They want local school.
他们也不想让这只有三四岁的孩子走到30分钟才能到达的坐车才能到达的学校去上学。
Do they know about Sophie and David? Have you talked about them?
牧师知道这个学校吗？这个西部学校。
So my friends are Sophie and David.They are running this school, they start the school, but they have no education background. And because I'm a teacher, they say, can you come and help us to run the school and to teach well in English?
我们有一个朋友叫 David, 大卫弟兄，他在那个地方把这个学校重新开起来了。但这个大卫弟兄呢，他没有教育相关的背景，所以他就让我们过去帮助他。
So we prayed and God said, yes, I should help with this school.
我们也向神祷告，神也回应了我们，让我们过去帮助这个学校。
So I've been down there 3 times and I fall in love with these children and this school.
我去到那里了3次，我就爱上了那个地方，也爱上那里的孩子们。
So, thank you. Yeah, it's very far.
这是一个很偏僻的地方。
Yeah, we wanted to go with you. It's very remote. So,since we have come back to Australia, we are here for 4 months.
我们回到澳大利亚以后，我们一共在这里可以待三个月。
So when we go overseas, we go for 2.5 years.
我们出国去侍奉的话，一出就是2年半。
And then we come back 4 months to tell you about what God has been doing in that time.
然后我们回来4个月来去跟不同的教会来分享我们在那里的见证和服事。
And ensure people are praying because we can only be there by people's prayers.
这样也是回应了不同教会人为我们的祷告。
Because God answers prayer.
我们的神是一位回应我们祷告的神。
So when I was in January, when we were here, I went to a church conference.
今年在一月份在澳大利亚，我去到了一个教会的一个会议里面。
And the pastor was talking about having vision from God, getting vision from God.
然后在那个会议里面，牧师就讲到了从神而来的这样的一个vision， 一个意象。
And I prayed and asked God, show me what do you want me to do this year?
然后我就祷告问神，神啊，你想让我今年来做一些什么样的侍奉？
And God showed me the school, and I already said, oh yes, I know that vision, but I want more, show me more.
神就给我看到这个学校，我对神说，哦，我知道这个意象，但我还想做更多的事情，请给我更多的意象。
And then God showed me a picture of the school, but in 12 years, when these young children you saw on the video, when they are now finished year 12, I saw a picture of them.
神给我的意象就是我进入这个学校，我看到了这些孩子，他们在结束了12年级，也就是中学的教育以后，他们之后是什么样子，神给我看到了这样一个意象。
And God showed me, if we teach these children in English with good understanding, like in Australia,
神对我说，如果我们能够教育这些孩子，我们用英语教育他们，也让他们有很好的灵性，很好的理解力。
Then when they go to high school, they can go to Kathmandu or to nearest town and they can do English, they can do good schooling in English, and then they can go to university and then they can get good jobs.
他们这些孩子就是有这样好的教育背景之后，他们就可以去加德满都，就可以去其他的大城市，他们接受更好的中学教育、大学教育，以后也会有好的工作。
And then they will have money they can send to their families in the village. They can break the poverty cycle of their families.
他们就可以赚钱，他们可以养家，他们可以打破这样一个贫困的一个循环，一个恶性循环。
And I got very excited because I can see by us working with this village school that we can change the whole community because we give them education. It is the key to their future.
这个意向让我非常的兴奋，因为我知道通过给他们好的教育，我们就可以改变这样一个社区。
So I get very excited when I talk about this school and the children. So this on the screen is a little card, and there are cards over there. If you would like to help change the future for these children, you can take one card and promise to pray for this child for the next 10 or 12 years, and we will see God do mighty things through praying for this school and these children.
因为这个意向，我每次讲到这些孩子，讲到这个学校，我都非常的兴奋。我们准备了很多的卡片，就像屏幕上所展示的这样一样，每一张卡片呢都是一个孩子的情况。如果你感兴趣，你有感动的话，请你拿一张卡片，在接下来的时间为这些孩子他们的教育、他们的家庭、他们的情况、成长来祷告。
So I get so excited that even you can make a difference in this country just by praying. You don't even have to give money to this, just to pray. It will change the life of a child and their family.
所以对我们每一个人来说，这都是令人兴奋的一个机会。即使你不是去奉献金钱，即使你不是身处于这个地方，你通过祷告，你也可以在这个国家产生美好的影响。
So we have 25 new students coming in April.
在四月份的时候，今年四月份，我们就会有25个学生会来到这个学校，新的学生。
But if you want to pray for one of these new children, you can see me at the table.
如果你愿意为这些新生祷告的话，接下来你也可以到那个桌子上，我会给你一些卡片。
Thank you.
谢谢。
We have the privilege of doing a number of other things in South Asia.
我们在这个南亚这个国家，我们还很荣幸地参与到其他一些侍奉当中。
We run a group to encourage the international people there.
我们运营一个小组，我们开展一个小组来鼓励当地的国际的国际人员。
Many of them are single and don't have a husband.
当地很多人都是单身的女性。
And so we get together with them regularly and we play games.
我们经常举行一些聚会，我们一起来进行一些游戏。
Jesus told his disciple a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up.
耶稣设比喻给他们的，给他的门徒，让他们常常祷告，不灰心。
We would encourage you to pray for us.
我们想鼓励大家为我们来祷告。
but not just for us. Pray for your pastor as well.
不仅为我们祷告，也为你们的牧师祷告。
Pray for this church.
为你们的教会祷告。
Pray for the leadership of the church.
为你们教会的主要的同工祷告。
Pray for the church in general.
为普世的教会祷告。
Pray for marriages.
为婚姻祷告。
God loves to attack, or Satan loves to attack marriages.
撒旦常常是喜欢攻击婚姻的。
Pray for the children.
为孩子们祷告。
Pray for the government here.
为这里的政府祷告。
We would encourage you to pray, pray, and pray some more.
我非常鼓励大家不住的祷告，一直的祷告。
We would like you to pray for us as well.
我们也希望大家为我们祷告。
There is lots of pollution where we live.
我们在这个国家生活的地方有很严重的污染。
We would like you to pray for safety for my wife on the motorbike too.
我也希望大家能够为我妻子的安全祷告，因为她常常要骑摩托。
That scares me.
这让我觉得很恐怖。
There are many gods, there are many shrines to gods in the walls and the fences.
在这个国家有很多偶像林立的地方，就是在人们的这个他们的 fence， 他们的这个家里的墙上就会有这种神龛。
And pray for friends and friendships.
也为我们的朋友和我们的友谊来祷告。
That's difficult in another country, as I'm sure you all know.
当你在一个异国他乡的时候，这个你的友谊、你的朋友其实是很难得的，我相信大家也都理解。
We are very excited to come here. If I was Chinese and if I lived on this side of town, I would come to this church.
我来到这个教会，我很兴奋的。如果我能讲中文，如果我生活在这个区的话，我也想要来到我们这个教会。
Yeah, the friendliest of people.
你们很友善。
Thank you so much for having us today.
非常感谢大家今天让我们能够来分享。
Thank you, Pastor Daniel. We were so excited to meet Sebastian and Daniel and Emmy and all the team that came last year.
感谢张牧师，我们也很高兴能够再一次的见到 Seb， 见到紫薇，见到去年我们一起见到的这些弟兄姐妹们。
There's just one more thing to pray about for us.
关于我们，还请为我们另外一件事情祷告。
We need to be very careful about being online and not putting anything on Facebook and safety like that. We have to watch everything we say and everything we do all of the time. And so we ask you to pray for that safety and protection as well.
我们需要网络安全，所以我们不能在任何的社交媒体，比如说像 Facebook 啊、Instagram 这些社交媒体上放任何的相关的信息。请大家为我们的网络安全祷告，我们也需要非常谨慎的来去想什么可以分享，什么不可以分享。
So as you can see, we rely on prayer so much. If it wasn't for prayer, we could not do what we do.
我们完全的依赖大家的祷告，如果不是各方的祷告的话，我们没有办法做成我们现在所做的事情。
So because of that, I put out prayer things every weekend, every Saturday or Sunday. I put out prayer things on either Signal or WhatsApp. And you can get those to pray specifically if by signing up. If you want to get those, you can see me after.
我每周都会在周六的时候花一些时间来写下我们所需要的一些祷告的事项在不同的 app 里面，包括 WhatsApp。如果你也想要为我们祷告，你也想要加入的话，请你一会儿在那边桌子上，我们可以有一些交流。
If you want to do that, I will swap phones with you, and you put my contact in your phone, I put your contact in my phone, and then you send me message on WhatsApp, and we can arrange that.
如果你有感动的话，我们可以互相交换我们的联系方式，之后你也会收到我的在 WhatsApp 上面的祷告请求。
And we also do a newsletter once a month with photos and videos. It's secure. It comes from secure encrypted. But if you want to get that, you can sign up just to get that or to do both.
我们也有一个每个月 会写的一个月报。这个月报我都是通过加密的方式来去发布给需要的人。如果你对这个感兴趣的话，你也可以联系我，我会把每个月的月报发给你，让你知道我们在那边的情况。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Danny Abad.
我们再一次掌声感谢他们。在咱们以前的中国的教育里面啊，我们说西方宣教士来到中国是进行文化侵略，是西方帝国主义侵略的先锋，很多人莫名其妙仇恨宣教士。我们知道啊，这个西方人不是一样的，有没有坏人，在任何地方都有坏人，所以西方人有给我们送鸦片来的，有来做坏事的，但是大部分的宣教士不是这样的，所以我们就看到我们的宣教士出去，他们完全跟政府没有关系，完全跟任何政治没有关系，他们是被上帝呼召，然后靠着教会的支持，他们自愿的凭着信心去，他们没有人支持他们的，没有一个，我是说比方说政府啊或者是某个机构来支持他们，不是的，他们都是靠着信心，凭着相信上帝会供应他们，弟兄姊妹奉献会供应他们，而且他们往往是受到两方面的压力，一方面是宣教合场，政府大部分的无神论的异教的对他们进行迫害，然后呢其实回来以后，我不知道他们将来老了怎么样，很多人退休回来以后生活还是蛮艰辛的，所以他们凭着信心走上这条路，目的只有一个，就是把上帝的祝福带给那些有需要的人，所以愿我们从基督那里得到的爱，用我们的爱来支持他们。具体刚才我收回我说的一句话啊，我说如果你不奉献金钱你就不必祷告了， no 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 no， 还是需要你祷告， OK 好，我们唱诗，我们一块来回应。